So, Carolina, where did you first meet Enrico?
Well, it's funny really, because we first met when we were just 4 or 5, but we don't actually remember. We both lived in the same apartment block until Enrico's family moved to the north of Italy, when I guess we were about 7.
So, did you keep in touch?
No, not at all. We didn't really know each other, so there was no reason to. He was just a quiet, funny-looking boy that nobody ever really spoke to.
Okay, so how did you meet for the second time?
Well, it was about 5 years ago. I went to University in Milan to study European languages, and although I worked very hard during the day, at night I liked to go out and enjoy myself. Anyway, one night I was in a salsa bar with some friends, when I noticed at the next table this really good-looking guy who was sitting alone and chatting on his mobile. I didn't realize I was staring at him, but after what seemed like hours, he looked at me and gave me a real friendly smile. I felt really embarrassed. I don't know why. So I just looked away and I spoke to my friends.
What happened then?
Nothing. I mean, I felt a bit silly, so I tried to ignore him, but I just couldn't stop looking over at his table. Every time I did, he smiled. That gorgeous smile. For some reason, it seemed really familiar, but I didn't remember seeing him on any of my language courses, and I certainly didn't know anyone who lived in Milan. I was trying so hard to remember his face, but when I looked over again, he was gone.
Oh no! What did you do then?
But then there he was, standing behind our table. I just sat there and looked at him like I was some kind of idiot. I didn't know what to say.
Who spoke first?
He did.
What did he say?
He said, "Hello, stranger. I haven't seen you since we moved away. You look wonderful. What are you doing here?" I didn't know what to say because I didn't know what he was talking about. Then he explained about how we'd lived in the same apartment block, etc., etc. I just couldn't believe that he'd recognize me.
But were you happy?
Oh yeah, I mean, it was gorgeous. I just felt a bit bad that I hadn't remembered him, but that he'd remembered me.
So what happened in the end?
We swapped phone numbers, and he promised to call me the following week to go out for a pizza. It's not very original, I know, but I didn't care, to be honest. I just wanted to see him again. What in fact happened was that he called me the next morning and said that he couldn't wait a whole week to see me. So we met that afternoon and had a beautiful walk in the local park and talked about everything and nothing. It was so romantic. That day we fell in love and have been happy ever since. Our daughter, Sabelle, was born 6 months ago and we're getting married next summer.
Sabelle? Who chose that name?
We both did.